Good morning and welcome to AI Unraveled, your strategic briefing on the business impact of artificial intelligence. This week, from December 14th to the 21st, 2025, the story is defined by one word, scale. We are watching SoftBank race against the clock to fulfill a massive $22.5 billion funding commitment to OpenAI. Simultaneously, global investment in data centers has hit a record $61 billion for the year. But that scale is hitting a physical wall. We have reports of farmers in Maryland openly fighting power companies as the grid struggles to keep up with the AI boom. On the product side, the roadmap for 2026 is leaking. Meta is prepping new models codenamed Mango and Avocado, while Google admits it needs more time to fully upgrade Assistant to Gemini. And in a massive validation of the business model, ChatGPT has officially crossed $3 billion in mobile consumer spending. From the US government probing NVIDIA to the launch of the ChatGPT app marketplace, we have a packed week of developments. But before we dive into today's strategic briefing,
stop marketing to the masses, start briefing the C-suite.
You have seen the power of AI unraveled, zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen, strategic intelligence directly to the decision makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Let's unravel this week's AI headlines.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have an extraordinary stack of sources today that, well, it really lays bare the strategic high ground being fought over in the AI race. This isn't just about cool new software anymore. I mean, we are looking at a hard convergence of massive $500 trillion global capital movements and geopolitical directives that treat core AI design as a matter of national destiny.
Exactly. Our mission today is to give you the blueprint of what the world's most aggressive investors and, you know, the world's most powerful governments are doing right now.
Right.
They aren't treating AI as some speculative asset. They are treating it as hardened strategic national infrastructure.
So the big picture hook here is seeing that staggering $500 billion valuation for OpenAI.
Unbelievable.
Paired directly with new U.S. government strategies that aim to build a secure federal AI platform.
Yep. And our sources cut right across the board. We've got detailed investor briefings from SoftBank Group SBG showing their recent financial moves.
And then reports on the new U.S. government initiative, the Genesis mission.
Plus the core market movements involving the chips and, you know, the next generation of software frameworks.
So let's start with the money, because the strategic shifts revealed in SBG's recent filings are, frankly, they're breathtaking.
Well, SoftBank Group's financial activity for the six-month period that ended September 30, 2025, it makes it really clear they're executing a brutal high-stakes trade.
Which is?
Divest from old winners to double down hard on the future of AI.
It starts with capital liberation, right?
Yeah.
They sold a massive chunk of their past success.
A huge chunk. 40.2 million T-Mobile shares, bringing in $9.2 billion.
Wow.
That divestment alone recorded a realized gain of, what was it, $465.0 billion. They are liquidating massive long-held assets to feed the AI beast.
And the signal they sent with their chip holdings is maybe even more telling for the investment community.
Oh, absolutely. SBG sold all of its remaining NVIDIA shares in October 2025.
All of them?
All of them. This is a company that has seen just stratospheric growth, yet SoftBank cashed out completely.
Okay, that decision warrants a pause. Selling off NVIDIA, which is the current king of AI hardware acceleration, and then immediately turning around and making a fresh $2 billion investment in Intel in September. What does that tell us?
It raises a crucial question, doesn't it? I mean, is this a hedge against NVIDIA's sky-high valuation? Or is it a deep structural bet on Intel's new strategy?
Specifically their foundry model.
Specifically their foundry model. Look, SoftBank's biggest AI asset is ARM, the underlying IP provider. If they are focusing on foundational IP, which is ARM, and a diversified chip manufacturing partner, Intel, It suggests they believe the biggest long-term value isn't in owning the top hardware accelerator, but in controlling the manufacturing and the underlying architecture itself.
It's a fascinating, very complex pivot.
Yeah.
And speaking of ARM, they are leveraging that asset heavily.
Oh, yeah. SBG upsized the margin loan using ARM shares by $6.5 billion, bringing the total loan to $20 billion.
And that's financing directly supported by the market's immense confidence in ARM share price since its IPO. Mm-hmm. They're just maximizing the capital they can pull from their crown jewel.
And here's where it gets really interesting and where the sheer velocity of the sector becomes apparent.
OpenAI.
OpenAI. It completed its recapitalization as of October 31st, 2025, which marked the company in line with a $500 billion valuation.
$500 billion.
It's a number that's hard to process. Well, to put that in perspective, that's larger than the market cap of many established global industries combined.
And the ownership structure is kind of strange. It reflects the company's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So a 74% equity stake is held by investors like the SoftBank Vision Fund II, Microsoft employees.
Suspense.
And other partners. But that 26% stake held by the OpenAI Foundation is critical because the sources confirm the foundation continues to control the entire OpenAI group.
It's a really unusual structure for a company with such a massive financial footprint. And what gives that $500 billion valuation its credibility is the pace of adoption.
The speed.
The speed. We see that as of September 30, 2025, their annual recurring revenue, their ARR, exceeds $13 billion.
And crucially, they hit the $10 billion revenue milestone so much faster than anyone else in tech history.
I mean, it's not even close. Companies like Google or Meta took, what, 8 to 12 years to reach that $10 billion mark?
On OpenAI.
2.5 years. About. That velocity is what justifies these monumental figures.
That speed confirms SoftBank's commitment to pushing the frontier. Their stated goal is, and I'm quoting here, driving investments to achieve ASI, artificial superintelligence.
And that goal is backed by immense infrastructure commitments. It starts with what they've termed the Stargate Project.
Right.
So the Stargate Project, announced jointly with OpenAI and Oracle in September 2025, has this clear, enormous path to securing a full $500 billion 10-gigawatt commitment.
10 gigawatts. Just imagine building a power infrastructure that can support a small nation, but dedicated solely to running AI models.
Well, that is the physical foundation they are laying. This isn't just, you know, conceptual R&D. This is building the literal utility layer for the future.
And while AI is dominating the headlines, the SoftBank portfolio also shows that the broader tech market is, well, it's regaining its footing.
It really is. We see that late-stage recovery in things like the fintech Klarna, which raised $1.4 billion in its IPO.
Right. In September, reaching a $13.8 billion market cap.
And across geographies, you've got Didi, the ride-hailing giant. They reported profits reached an all-time high. Their stock rose 27% during that quarter. So the tide is definitely coming back in.
But AI is driving the biggest waves.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Okay, now, let's pivot from the massive software valuation and infrastructure spending to the true underlying engine, the IP that makes all those $500 billion commitments possible, ARM's strategic growth.
ARM's Q2 performance is, quite frankly, astonishing. Their total revenue was $1,135 million, with a healthy split between license and royalty revenue. But the profitability metrics are what just jump off the page.
That 98% non-GAAP gross margin is incredible. For those unfamiliar with the jargon, that's essentially the pure profit they make from selling their IP before operating expenses.
It's almost pure IP leverage. Their non-GAAP operating margin was 41%.
So that margin structure, it makes ARM the ultimate tollbooth operator on the entire AI highway.
That's a perfect way to put it. They design the architecture, and everyone from tiny startups to the biggest hyperscalers, they have to pay to use it.
And the driver of their current growth is license revenue, up 55% year over year.
All thanks to several high-value deals. And that growth is powered by two foundational product lines, ARM Total Access, or ATA, and Compute Subsystems, or CSS.
Okay, can you break down the strategic difference between those two? Because
yeah,
they feel like the foundation for future royalty streams.
They absolutely are. So think of ARM Total Access, ATA, as getting an annual all-you-can-eat pass to the entire ARM design library.
Got it.
It gives major tech companies access to a broad range of CPUs, GPUs to integrate into their multiple end products. It just accelerates adoption.
And CSS.
Compute Subsystems, CSS, is like buying a pre-built, finely tuned engine ready to drop directly into a high-performance car.
Okay.
Instead of designing it themselves, customers get a curated, pre-integrated system of ARM IP for specific high-value applications, you know, data center acceleration or ADS for cars.
Advanced driver assistance systems.
Exactly. It's packaged technology aimed squarely at speeding up the customer's time to market.
We even saw details on one of their systems, the ARM Lumex CSS platform, which includes specific clusters and GPUs. This just confirms their move to offer these high-performance, ready-to-go solutions.
And that strategic push into higher-end data center workloads is underlined by a huge partnership recently announced between ARM and Meta. Meta is now deploying ARM-based compute for both general-purpose and AI-accelerated workloads. And the companies are collaborating to optimize open-source software for training and inference.
Which means ARM is moving from primarily powering our phones to becoming a key pillar in the most demanding AI infrastructure, the stuff run by the biggest tech companies in the world.
It's a fundamental shift.
So we've covered the finance and the foundational hardware. Now we have to zoom out to the government, because all this commercial velocity is now firmly tied to national strategic priorities.
Yeah, the rules of the road are being set by geopolitics now.
And the primary flashpoint right now is the NVIDIA chip review. The U.S. government, under the current Trump administration, has launched a formal review.
A formal review about shipping NVIDIA's H200 AI chips to Chinese customers.
That's their second most powerful model, and its destination is now a critical security concern.
And the proposed solution, which is still under review and highly controversial, it highlights just how volatile this market has become.
So the president has been open to allowing those sales, but under a new setup.
Yes, but it would include a 25% fee paid directly to the U.S. government.
That is an unprecedented way to handle technology export restrictions.
Well, what's fascinating here is the uncertainty it creates for manufacturers. The final decision involves the Commerce, State, Energy, and Defense Departments.
It just underlines that this isn't a commercial trade issue.
Not at all. It is fundamentally a security issue about controlling the physical infrastructure of global AI power. And unpredictable access to the massive China market remains the single biggest risk factor for these chip makers.
Speaking of hardening national strategy, the U.S. recently introduced the Genesis Mission Executive Order. This feels like the government formally declaring AI as national infrastructure.
It really does. This executive order establishes the Genesis Mission as a national accelerated effort to apply AI for transformative scientific discovery, targeting pressing national challenges.
So it directs the government to effectively build a shared, secure AI platform.
Using federally funded scientific data, foundation models, and AI agents, and the timeline is aggressive.
How aggressive?
Imagine the Department of Energy operating like a high-intensity startup. They have to demonstrate an initial operating capability for at least one challenge within just 270 days.
Wow. And they're focused on at least 20 national priorities.
That's right, including advanced manufacturing, biotechnology, critical materials, and of course, semiconductors.
To execute this, DOE is building the American Science and Security Platform.
This is the government's official hardened AI environment. It's integrating their existing supercomputers, secure cloud, AI modeling frameworks, and importantly, it includes AI agents for experimentation, paired with physical assets like robotic laboratories.
So it's designed to be a completely self-contained, secure innovation environment.
Precisely.
So if you are a business leader watching this, what is the immediate implication? The government is building its own sophisticated, secure AI system and treating it as a core matter of national power.
This raises critical questions about governance for anyone operating in this space. I mean, business leaders, especially those in the federal supply chain, they must align their AI strategy with the established federal frameworks.
Specifically, the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, the AI RMF and ISO 42001.
Right, because those are the standards federal customers and, increasingly, global markets will use for scrutiny.
And the sources cite some very clear practical expectations from this.
Yeah, common sense things, really. Companies need a documented AI strategy. They have to establish an oversight body, create a complete inventory of every AI system they use,
assess the risks of each, and implement strict human oversight for any high stakes or critical application.
And whether or not your company directly contracts with the federal government, the fact that the government is setting this gold standard, well, it creates a norm-setting effect.
So large enterprises are going to face pressure from investors, from regulators, to adopt similarly thoughtful and controlled AI practices.
Compliance is going to become a competitive advantage.
Okay, let's turn now to the software itself. The new methodology is being developed to build this next era of AI. We're moving beyond just feeding data to LLMs to creating multi-agent systems that coordinate complex tasks.
And the leading example here is MetaGPT. It's a multi-agent framework described pretty boldly as the first AI software company towards natural language programming.
That claim feels like a strategic leap, but the functionality kind of backs it up, doesn't it?
It does. MetaGPT takes a single one-line requirement, like, say, create a 2048 game, and then it autonomously spins up a virtual team.
A virtual team.
Yeah. It assigns LLM agents specific roles, product managers, architects, engineers. And they output user stories, data structures, APIs, and then the final runnable code.
The core philosophy is what should really stick with you here. Code equals SOP team.
Standard operating procedure is applied to a team of large language model agents. And the market recognition is already strong. It was the number one product of the week on Product Hunt in March 2025.
And its academic paper was accepted for oral presentation, putting it in the top 1.8% at ICLR 2025.
Which is a premier machine learning conference. So yeah. That kind of validation shows this isn't just a novelty. It's a new paradigm for development.
And we're seeing other market expansions that confirm the whole ecosystem is maturing.
Right, like OpenAI opening its ChatGPT app marketplace to developers for wider distribution.
And new capital flowing into adjacent areas, like Figure CEO Brett Adcock launching a new AI lab. The entire ecosystem is moving in lockstep toward operationalizing AI.
So if we connect all these threads back together, we've seen the sheer historic scale of capital, that $500 billion OpenAI valuation,
mm-hmm.
the robust high margin performance of the critical hardware IP in ARM, and the formal declaration by the US government through the Genesis mission that AI is now a strategic hardened infrastructure priority.
It's the merger of Silicon Valley speed and Washington strategic planning.
Exactly. So what does this all mean for you in the coming year? I mean, the source material suggests a world where AI is not just a tool you use, but an organized, government-backed infrastructure layer.
And a multi-agent workforce capable of writing its own software.
Right. So if the core principle of MetaGPT is code equals SOP of a team, then we're not just watching AI write code anymore. We're watching the government teach a machine how to manage itself and its national priorities.
So the final thought is, what happens when that autonomous team starts defining its own standard operating procedures inside the secure, strategic government platforms that were outlined in the Genesis mission?
That is the real strategic leap we must all track.
That wraps up your weekly rundown from December 14 to December 21st, 2025. The signal for this week is friction. We have the capital, $61 billion in data centers and billions more from SoftBank. But we are seeing friction in the real world. Farmers fighting for land, Google delaying product rollouts, and the U.S. government tightening the screws on NVIDIA's chip exports to China. The constraint in 2026 won't be money. It will be energy, execution, and geopolitics. A special mention to MetaGPT. If you haven't tried it, the ability to turn a one-line requirement into full user stories and APIs is a glimpse into the future of automated development. Before you go, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. If you want to own the conversation in your industry, let's build a strategic audio briefing for your stakeholders. Secure your podcast consultation at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Keep building, stay strategic, and I'll see you on Monday for the Daily Rundown.